70 players today and tomorrow after selecting former Ole Miss quarterback Jordan Ta'amu in the quarterback round of the draft. Ta'amu played his collegiate ball at Ole Miss. In college football, the Fighting Illini are 2-4. They'll host Wisconsin after at Memorial Stadium in Champaign this Saturday at 11 a.m. The Illini announced today they'll give up a home game next year to play the University of Nebraska in a Big Ten game in Dublin, Ireland on August the 28th. Mizzou has won 5 in a row. They're 5-1 on the season. They'll play at Vanderbilt this Saturday at 3 p.m. If you're looking for a place to watch the Cardinals game tonight, you might want to check out Patty O's. Many people know that Patty O's is only open for Cardinals home games, but with the Birds making a run, you can catch the away games there too. They are open 2 hours before game time, and you can enjoy away game specials like free appetizers throughout the game, plus bucket specials, and there is plenty of parking available. Sitting just steps away from Busch Stadium on 7th Street, Patty O's is the perfect atmosphere for the Cardinals games as they play tonight in Washington, and if they win tonight, tomorrow's game will be an afternoon game. News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Appliance Discounters. They have 6 locations, one in Fairview Heights, the other 5 in St. Louis, all of them with amazing, creative, colorful showrooms full of appliances. Appliance Discounters features the lowest prices, best service, and biggest selection. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. They have a service department that services everything that they sell. And remember, when you buy from Appliance Discounters, you buy local. Their motto, our savings are your savings. Check out their website. It's outstanding. TheAppliancedIscounters.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner is hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shape, and hot towel treatment for just $14. On Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and our talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
People love cocktails and mixed drinks, cosmopolitans, margaritas, old fashions, but having all the right ingredients is expensive and messy. But now you can make these at home at the push of a button using the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig, a pod-based premium cocktail machine. Just like me, you'll love the convenience, quality, and variety. Each pod has all the ingredients you need. Just choose your drink. I'm partial to the old-fashioned. Insert the pod, press start, and 60 seconds later, you're enjoying a cold drink. Nothing better than coming home after a long, hard day and being only a minute from my favorite drinks. The easiest way to get this great offer on the revolutionary DrinkWorks cocktail maker, just go to drinkworks.com. That's DRINKWORKS.com. Use the code TIM50 at checkout to save $50 and get free shipping. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's drinkworks.com and use the code TIM50 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing on earth like the NFL. And there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action and on-site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located Southwest Quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin, for reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app OpenTable or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hey, St. Louis, where are you watching football this season? I've got a suggestion. Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's, inviting you down to both our locations for all of your football needs. Sure, we've got TVs everywhere you turn, but I know it's the $4 Jameson shots, $7 Bud pitchers, and all the food starting at just $7 that really brings you in. And again, a big thank you to all the people from the STL for helping Maggie O's make 40 years of memories. Visit us anytime on South Lindbergh and Sunset Hills, or at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next up.
Belt it out, Kate. Bring it on. Bring it home. That's right. All the way from the 1950s, I guess. Kate Smith. That means that it is showtime. I recognize this song.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Soft glow of electric sex.
Oh, not familiar with that. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 15th. Oh my goodness, we're halfway through the month and halfway in the month toward the great Freddie Freeman Halloween joke, which will be 2 weeks from, 2 weeks from Thursday. Not far away. So welcome, and you need to know that we're brought to you today by Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N, as in Dr. Jason Brinton. He is an ophthalmologist, and I am going to encourage you to get your eyes looked at, not just checked for prescription, but really looked at. But first,
hey,
at the control board. 19 years is a long time to live anywhere, and I don't care if you go to Texas or you go up on the East Coast, you're going to pick up an accent, and he did. He picked it up and can't get rid of it. 10 of the 19 years, he was in Birmingham, England. Yes, he's Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Limey, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the studio, live and in person, because this morning he decided not to go northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Bill Levi Cleveland. Nah, what? It's Dan's middle name. I don't know why I said that. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Levi belongs in this guy's name. In fact, it's his middle name. He happens to be the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. But you look at him, you'd never know it. You can't tell it by the way he dresses or the way he acts or the way he talks. But soon, one day soon, he will be a multi-billionaire. He is Dan Levi Strauss. Dan, say hello to anybody you want to.
No, I don't think so.
That's not right.
You said say hello to anybody I want to.
Yeah, but he's supposed to say, Dan Strauss is in a house with his trouser mouse.
Oh, that's right.
And I do the sound effects.
Frank first Levi.
Right. No, he's right.
Now, hang on a
second.
Let me just say something.
Yeah. I'm under a lot of pressure.
What would we do, Ryan, if somebody is out there and they're like, wow, that show sounds incredibly professional. I would like to syndicate that. And then all they hear is that.
Now, let me tell you I'd like to hire those guys.
Let me tell you why that's not funny.
Limey, would you edit that out and give me a chance to redo it?
I got you, bud.
Here you go.
Radio edit.
Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. You never know it by the way he looks, the way he acts, the way he talks. But someday soon, he will be a multi-billionaire. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Yeah, see, now we're back on track.
Now we got it.
Dan, say hello to anyone you want to.
I
want to
say that. Hello to everyone out there.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, I want to say hello.
We might say hello to your next sponsor, even though we don't know who that is. Right now, listening somewhere out there is a smart business person, an advertiser, a potential advertiser who sees a great opportunity to every day in the peak hour of the show, the 5 o'clock hour, to have you mention their business, their website, their phone number. Every day that opportunity is there. So let's just say hello to whoever that unknown future sponsor is.
I want to say hi to your business here.
That's good. That's good. And now we move on to, if we included everything, it would be a 15-minute resume. Let's just go with Denny's, Wendy's, KFC, door-to-door knife salesman, beer vendor, roller rink DJ, investigative reporter for a crime magazine, now head of research for the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, digital clock resetter. Let's just check that time if we could. It is 5:20:26, 5:20:27, 5:20:28, 5:20:29, 5:20:30. Yes, and that's exactly the same time as I see on the U.S. Naval Observatory time website. He is in charge of that. In addition to being our newsman, our news director, and author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and oh yes, one other thing. He's a private investigator. Tim Levi Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
I say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They are located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in any new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot.
Oh, man.
18,000.
You said pre-owned.
You couldn't let me get by with that one little baby slip.
Although, I'm stepping in before somebody criticizes. Stop the music. I'm stepping in your defense because, folks, these were pre-loan cars. Think about it.
Yeah,
in the past, there was a loan by the former owner, so he did not make a mistake. They are pre-loan as well as pre-owned. You're welcome. Start the music again.
There we go.
Go ahead.
And the next person who stops on the Johnny Londoff lot, Frank will buy you a new car.
Yes.
Give Frank a
call. No.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, and they would love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. $6,000 off sticker price of all remaining 2019 Chevy Cruzes. $18,000 off sticker price of all remaining 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT trucks. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, make sure you let them know you hate Limey and that you're AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
A couple of stumbles, but folks, you'd stumble too if you had everything he has on his plate. And take that any way you want. And now, let's turn to TB Jimenez, who's in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also kind, Dan.
And if I seem like I'm in a good mood, let me explain part of the reason why. My wife went to the supermarket yesterday because I told her to, and she does what I tell her. And she came back. I said, hey, while you're there, pick me up some. You know what I want, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
And she came back with these little squares of Colby cheese. They're just like, the size of half a Domino, just bite-sized, prepackaged little cheese squares.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. And it just turned my whole day around today, as you can probably tell. Here's the other thing that changes my mood every time they strike up the band. And it's polka music by these guys, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruce. You guys are the greatest. Our sponsor today is Brenton Vision. I heard from a listener yesterday who went to Brenton Vision because she, I'm guessing her age is, I'm pretty close here, 48, 49. And I gathered that from just the way she talked about how old her kids were and whatever. And she had mentioned that, I've had my eyes checked. And I get that from people a lot. Well, what does that mean? You had your eyes checked. You had your vision tested? Second line, third line, this better, is this better? No, that's just a vision test to see what kind of prescription you need. I'm talking about having your eyes thoroughly examined from every angle, inside, outside, So she went to Britain Vision, and here's the way she described what blew her away from the minute she walked in. She said this was like an eye spa. She said, first of all, when you walk in, and I felt the same way when I walked in, and so did my wife, it's not like a doctor's office. It's almost like you're waiting for them to call your name to take you back to give you a luxurious bathrobe and a massage. And it's a very comfortable, soothing setting. And she said while she was there, it was close to lunchtime, and the receptionist said, can we get you anything for lunch? And she says, I've never been. They gave her a bottle of water, said, are you hungry, anything for lunch? Or somebody's going on. She said, I have never been in any kind of doctor's office where they did that. And that's the first thing you'll notice is that I guess Dr. Britton at some point said, you know, when I build this clinic, and he's been in St. Louis now for a couple of years, one of the things I'd like to try to accomplish is the minute people walk in here, I want to eliminate that horrible feeling of, ugh, I'm in a doctor's office. And you all know what I'm talking about. There's a sterility and a fluorescent feel that just makes it seem like a doctor's. Nothing like that. And then what I'm going to ask you to do, and by the way, I cannot thank you enough. Those of you who have spent $120, which when you find out what you get for that is peanuts. You get a 90-minute thorough, they call it the BVOA, the Britton Vision Ocular Analysis. It's $120 and worth every dollar. Because when it's over, then you meet with Dr. Britton or maybe one of his associates, and they will tell you everything they've learned from looking at all of the pictures they took of your eye over the course, and all the measurements they took over the course of the 90 minutes. And it's going to be hopefully good news. And the best news will be, and this is what happened with this lady, she had been told, for whatever reason, that she could not have LASIK. Then she went to Britton Vision. They said, that is absolutely not true. Yes, we can perform LASIK on you. We can correct your vision to 20/20. And she'd been told otherwise. The reason she was told otherwise was, one, she was not in the office of someone who had the training to do some of the latest, greatest surgeries. They also didn't have the equipment, the facilities to do it. Dr. Britton has all of that. He has the knowledge. He has the equipment, the facilities. There are many, many people who were walking around with 20/20 vision, who wore glasses, contacts for years, and were under the impression they were not candidates for LASIK or any of the other six vision correction surgeries that he performs. And I don't know one other ophthalmologist that performs all seven. He is a corneal lens person. Don't be mistaken or confused. He does not do detached retinas. He doesn't work with macular degeneration. But they can detect all that when they do this 90-minute analysis. And if they see that you have an issue that is not lens or corneal related, they'll let you know and be more than happy to refer you to somebody who does specialize in that. And what I like about Dr. Britton, he's not one of these guys who tries to do everything. He knows what he wants to do and what he does well, and that is corneal and lens procedures. And he has corrected, last year alone, within one calendar year, he did 1,600 surgeries. And that's 1,600 people walking around every day they wake up thinking, man, I cannot believe how well I see. I'm one of those people, but he did what he did for me and changed my lenses 6 years ago. And the minute I walked out of there, my life was changed. And that sounds maybe a little overly dramatic, but it's true. When you live for 60 years with thick glasses, contact lenses, and you just have had enough, especially in my cases, because the glasses were so thick and the lenses were hard lenses and not like soft lenses. And to know that I don't have to wear glasses, except to read, I put on reading glasses, it is fantastic, and I would have paid 10 times what it cost. Money, all of a sudden, isn't that big a deal when you know what the end result's going to be. And speaking of money, They have all kinds of incredible ways to help you get this paid for. It's generally not covered by insurance. It should be, but it's not. In my case, I took the 2-year no-interest plan. So I chopped it up into 24 pieces, and for 24 months, I paid off my lens surgery, and it was a lot less painful than writing in a one big fat check. So this is the name, Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-O-N Vision. BrintonVision.com, 314-375-2020, and when you call, please tell them you're AM and the PM. Look, I know that I am and always have been in competition with everybody else who's on the air speaking for, in some cases, the same advertisers. I want to continue to do what I've done for so many years, and that's embarrass them by making them look like failures compared to the response that comes from this audience. So I'm asking you, for you and for me, get your eyes looked at. The last thing you ever want to hear is that you're going to lose your vision or that you've waited so long because of something you didn't realize was an issue that it can no longer be dealt with or fixed. And you're going to go the rest of your life either blind or close to it. Take care of your eyes. Brinton Vision, B-R-I-N-T-U-N, BrintonVision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
And he's here today, courtesy of Window World, Action for Autism. They're going to raise a bunch of money for those people. The number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Would you please welcome, as you have so many times before with such enthusiasm, Bill Clevelin. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
He's talking to me. I'm fine. Fantastic. Thank you.
So let me be the first to wish all of you a very happy National Cheese Curd Day today.
Cheese curd, you hear that, Red Boy? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big
day. I finally tried them. I went to Culver's and I ordered cheese curds.
Jeez. And you know what? That's right, Red Boy. I don't get it. If they're okay, we're okay. But so, I didn't even eat them
just
all.
Little bites of hot cheese.
I'd rather have just, Red Boy,
fried mozzarella sticks. You know those things where you dip them in like toasted ravioli meat sauce or something?
Yep.
To me, that's much better than the curds.
Well, so here's my thing that I will... So you had them at Culver's, which is a fine establishment. They have great food. But those are... First of all, they're not... And they're going to get mad at me for saying this. But those are not fresh cheese curds.
Cheese!
That you would get in Wisconsin, right from one of the cheese stores.
Cheese! That's right, Red Boy.
Oh,
boy.
I did this last year as well.
And they are different when they are not fried. So you had them fried. I actually prefer them not to be fried.
In defense of Culver's, and a positive comment about Culver's, when Steak and Shake finally has no more restaurants, which it looks like that's where we're headed, the closest thing to a steak burger is that Culver's Butter Burger.
Oh, I like
that's
Culver's Burger better.
I'm with Dan on that. Yeah. I like them better.
A teenage girl was fired from Bread Company because she put on her Instagram account how they make their mac and cheese.
I saw that in a bag.
That's right, Red Boy.
In a bag. All she does is cut open a bag, stick in a bowl, and they put it in a microwave. Like that's the top. That ain't like the seven seasons at KFC. That's all she did. She got fired for that.
And by the way, who cares? Yeah. I don't care if it tastes good. That's all I care about. I don't care.
I think they were upset with the fact that people are under the illusion that they're back there, you know, whipping it up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Here's another thing they're under the illusion about. People think that, and this is absolutely true, in most restaurants, even really nice restaurants, like 90% of the restaurants do not make their own dessert. And you have a great piece of cheesecake.
That's right, Rat Boy.
Or apple pie. It is probably frozen and sent to the restaurant. They thaw it and it tastes great. That is a fact. Most restaurants do not make their own desserts. And I don't care. I don't care. If it tastes good, who cares?
I don't like mac and cheese to begin with, so I don't care.
Oh, come on. That's right. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. We've had this discussion for 20 years.
Mike Evans said earlier this week, or last week, he doesn't like pizza.
Oh, well he's crazy.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's even more bizarre.
So it is National cheese curd
cheese. Day. That's right, Red Boy.
And so I thought what I would do is highlight a handful of foods that are specific to certain cities and see if you all have tried them, if you like them, don't like them,
all
whatever.
Right,
so
let's
we'll just
go.
Do a few of these. So first one, let's start with a popular one from Philadelphia, the Philadelphia cheese steak.
Cheese. That's right, Red Boy.
Started in the 1930s by a, if the story is true, by a hot dog vendor in South Philadelphia who decided to, again, this is according to the legend, decided to grill some beef from the butcher, put it on an Italian roll, and a cab driver who was passing by caught a whiff and asked for a steak sandwich, and that is how it began. So what do you
I
think?
Don't believe I've had Greek, that.
Have
you
had,
else?
I've had I have not had one.
I've had a Philly cheesesteak off of a food truck in Philadelphia, and I was highly disappointed.
Mm. They're greasy.
Mm. And I like greasy stuff. This was really, really greasy. It was almost like in a wrap. It wasn't very good.
Hmm. Somebody should just make like a sandwich. Grease sandwich.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah.
They have those.
They're called Five Guys Burgers. I love them. The grease drips through the bag. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their burgers are good, but it costs you like $40 to have fries to go with it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, that's not worth it. So we're saying no to the Philly cheesesteak.
Never had it. No.
All right. Minneapolis, Minnesota. I've been there and I've had this. It's called the Juicy Lucy. Have you heard of this?
Nope.
So essentially, it's a regular hamburger, except that they put the cheese inside
right,
of
Red
the
Boy.
Beef patty when they cook it.
No, don't like that.
No?
Don't like that.
Wait a minute. Well, that sounds okay. Why would that be bad? Melted cheese in the meat?
Cheese. Yeah, no, that's you've got to have the cheese on the top.
You want
cheese.
It layered.
Because, no layered. I want it structured.
Yeah. Started in the 1950s.
QT sells those hamburger logs. They look like hot dogs, but it's beef, and the cheese is in the middle of them. Those rolling hamburger logs.
I have not seen
What's wrong with that? Hamburger. I don't care if the beef. Who cares if ground beef is rolled or patted? It's still ground beef. Yeah. That'd be fine. That'd be all right.
Yeah, so Juicy Lucy started in the 1950s. That's a big thing in Minneapolis, and people kind of compete to see who
has
it.
There's also a girl we went to high school with.
Ha 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 ha.
That's where you got the name struck out.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one. Now, this is, you can get these in other places, but it's big in Louisiana, a po' boy sandwich.
Yeah, I do like a good po' boy
sandwich. So, people who don't know, so this almost always consists of meat, which is usually roast beef or fried seafood, often shrimp, crawfish, fish, oysters, or crab, and then served on a baguette. Like
never had
New Orleans.
I have. Not for me.
Really Alabama good. Had fried right. shrimp po' boys.
South.
They were a big favorite.
Yeah, it's not for me, but so you have had them?
Yeah, finally? I had one down in Florida. Delicious.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so thumbs up, I guess, to the po' boy. All right, Chicago, obviously, deep dish pizza.
Yes.
Yeah,
like
that.
So love it. My brother was just in Chicago a few days ago, and I asked him if he was going to have some, and he does not like it because, and I guess I kind of get this, it's actually more like a lasagna than it is a pizza.
The sauce is on the top, and that's a little weird.
And what I don't like is they use, and I guess maybe it varies from place to place, but they use the chunky tomato sauce, and I don't like tomatoes.
I don't like the chunky sauce.
I would rather just have regular tomato sauce.
So I like crust. Deep dish is a lot of crust. I like crust. I don't like thin crust pizza because it's practically no crust.
Cracker. I do.
Yeah. All right.
Like
so,
a cracker. That's right.
Yeah. All right. A crab cake. So obviously this is Maryland area.
Well, we've had them. We've had our version of them, but I don't think they taste like they do in Maryland.
That's where you're supposed to go to get Maryland.
Not had any
Baltimore, excuse
up in
me,
Maryland.
To get the,
had
them get the crab like cakes. Them. You have the crab cakes? Is that what you said?
I'm not up in Maryland, but I've had crab cakes before, and I just don't like them.
I'm not a big fan of crab.
Seafood.
Me either. They're awesome. Yeah. Me either.
With remoulade sauce, they're awesome.
Wow.
Okay.
A hot brown sandwich. This is from Louisville, Kentucky.
Disgusting.
Hot Carl.
You spent time in Kentucky. I've never
disgusting.
Had this. So I guess it started as an alternative to ham and egg late night suppers, according to their
It's a
their
piece
website.
Of Texas toast with ham on it, and then they smother in this white... thin gravy, and it is absolutely disgusting.
Ew.
Well, there you go.
I just don't like ham authority. Most places. Ham is a very tricky thing. Ham usually has too much fat in it for me. I don't order ham anywhere.
Okay.
Unless I buy myself in the supermarket and watch them slice it.
All right.
Next.
New England Cham.
Cham Crowder?
Cham Crowder.
He plays for the Patriots.
New England Clam Chowder.
Yes, I've actually had some the only time I ever went to New England, and yeah, I like it.
Now, they have have the creamy clam chowder, and then they have that other
red Boston
chowder. That's not New England clam chowder.
It's defined as a thick chowder made from clams, potatoes, onions, sometimes salt, pork, and milk or cream.
Yeah, that's New England. The other's Manhattan. That's the red stuff.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. I like New England clam chowder.
All right, a couple more. The horseshoe. It's originated in Springfield, Illinois, according to my notes here. It is an open-faced sandwich, consists of thick sliced toasted bread, Texas toast, a hamburger patty, cheese sauce, and French fries.
Bill!
That sounds good.
That sounds really good, yeah.
Horseshoe sandwich. All right, the last one. I've never heard of this until today, so I was doing a little research. Pork rolls in Trenton, New Jersey. This is a huge thing in Trenton. Been around since the late, or mid, I guess, 1800s. Stacks of minced ham. You're talking about ham. Stacks of minced ham. You can buy them for snacks or at restaurants all over the place. It looks a little like Spam when you're cooking it in the... You may disagree with me on that, but it looks... I don't know.
I can't believe of all these sandwiches you talk about, you left off Monte Cristo.
Well, I mean, I could have done 400 different...
Do you know what Monte Cristo is? No. Frank, you'll love this. I used to work at a restaurant in Columbia called Katy Station. It was an old train station. They shut down the trains, and they welded them together and turned them into restaurant seating areas. I cooked there for about 6 months.
Here we go.
Well, hold on. What's the name of this place?
It's no longer there. The name of it was Katy Station, K-A-T-Y. They had a Monte Cristo sandwich, which was two pieces of Texas toast. It had ham, it had cheese, had tomato on it, and then you battered it. Like in a batter, and you fried it.
Let me get the state fair.
Yeah, and then you served it with plum jelly.
Sounds good.
And you put powdered sugar on it.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
By the way, Tim, you know I was on TV last night, and I caught it in the middle. I didn't want to watch it from the middle on. Yes. Yeah. And I never paid any attention. It may have been on before, but until you started talking about it, and then of course last night I go, oh my God, there's the Count of Monte Cristo. I'm going to catch it from the beginning and watch it.
Top 10.
Sorry. All right, go ahead. What's next?
That's it. So happy National Cheese Curd Day to everyone.
Cheese.
I hope you're able to celebrate some real cheese curds because they squeak when they're fresh. Just a little tip out there.
They squeak?
Yeah, they do.
Cheese curd squeaks.
When you bite into it. Like?
It goes, if it's fresh, it will squeak. You'll hear a squeak.
I want to build into it.
You'll hear a squeak in your... Oh. Okay. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window of the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. More at windowworldstlouis.com. So why and when did insurance commercials decide they all had to be so stupid? It's insurance, yet nothing about the commercial tells you anything about coverage or deductible. Like Geico, okay, some of theirs are funny, some are not. But then you get this flow, this ugly waitress.
Have you seen the new one?
Here's the worst. The Limu Emu.
This is
the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And first of all, most people don't even get it. Limu Emu. It's supposed to be Liberty Mutual, Limu, and the Emu. Most people don't even know what an Emu is. All right.
I've got an answer for you, and it's because now everybody has a smartphone and cell phone, so they have Google or some form of search at their fingertips, right? So people don't need to get the information from their commercials anymore. What they need to do is just remember the company's name. So that's what they're doing right now.
I remember this is a company I do not want to do business with because the commercials are so stupid.
Do you understand
that's
what Limu means?
Limu is Liberty Mutual.
Anybody understand where it comes from?
Limu, Liberty Mutual.
Okay, just making sure.
No, but most people won't get that. Most people would go right by them. They go, emu, what's that? They don't know what an emu is. They don't know. That's just stupid. Here's the other thing. This other thing aggravates me. I don't get why we don't get any updates about either Bo Bergdahl, that piece of crap, or this Major Nadal Hassan. Anybody tell me who Nadal Hassan is? Do you remember who he is?
Yeah, he was that. Wasn't he the guy at the Army base?
The nutbag Muslim extremist who killed 13 people at Fort Hood. Yeah. We never hear a word about. I want to hear that he's miserable. I know he's paralyzed. I want to hear that he's miserable and he's not being fed well. And when are we going to kill him? He's been on death row for 10 years. Let's kill this guy. And Bo Bergdahl. For goodness sake, not a day in jail, and 2 days ago, one of the soldiers
who went out to hunt for Bergdahl and was shot in the head, passed away at the age of 46, day before yesterday. And yet, Bergdahl, you know, here, it's a retired, his name was Master Sergeant Mark Allen, 46 years old. He died Saturday. Okay, it was Saturday. From complications of being shot in the head going to look for this deserter. And Obama marches Bergdahl's parents out in the White House Rose Garden talking about, oh, they got to get this poor guy. He's in captivity and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I guess the government is just embarrassed over both Hassan and Bergdahl. That's it. That's the serious part of it. I just wish we would get more of an update, but I kind of understand why we don't, because our government is so embarrassed that they've allowed these people, one, to even still be hanging around. Elton John, in his new book called Me, which looks really good to me. I'm fascinated by people like Elton John who are that brilliant and that creative. And he said something, I read an excerpt, and he said something that one of my old bosses said to me years ago, the exact same thing. He said, when Bernie Taupin hands him the lyrics, Taupin writes the lyrics, and he gives them to Elton John. They're not even in the same room when Taupin writes them. He finishes, and he gives them to Elton John. Elton John sits down at the piano, and he looks at the lyrics, and he said, by the time he gets to the end of the lyrics, he's read enough to already know the tempo he wants for the song. He knows enough that he can just start playing and composing the song. And in usually less than an hour, he has Rocket Man, Goodbye Norma Jean. It's unbelievable. But when he said that someone told him sometime, when you think you've hit a wall and you have no ideas, just put your hands on the keys. I worked for 8 years in the ad agency business, and I wrote a lot of commercials. And when I would get to, and this was early on, my boss, whose name was Sid, and I remember going into Sid's office, he says, how are you coming with that commercial for it? I said, Sid, I don't have anything. I just can't come up with anything. He said, get back in your office. Put your hands on the typewriter keys. Just put them on there. And amazingly, you'll just start typing and things will come. And I'm not kidding. He was right. That's exactly how it works. And I don't know if that works for other people who try to write things, but I would go from just sitting there staring at the wall thinking I can't come up with anything. If you just start writing anything, just start writing, and it's incredible. So when I saw that, I thought, well, that works not just for music, but it works for other things. And quickly, a recent bit of research, and they spent years putting this together, they've decided that there's one single factor that is the biggest and most significant factor when it comes to why people get divorced. Anybody want to have it? You'll never get this.
Money?
No. Snoring? Sometimes it's money, but even snoring. Money is a result of this particular other problem.
Wow.
Alcohol.
Alcohol
is the single biggest player in why people think about it. Guy or she, he or she cheats, they were drunk. They spend too much money, they gamble too much, they were drunk. They get in a fight, they were drunk. Alcohol. We pay far too little attention to how dangerous alcohol is. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So Beatrice is well known in her small town for how stingy she is, how cheap she is. Call it frugal, cheap, stingy. She does not like to spend money. So her husband passes away, and she calls the local paper. As for the obituary department, she says, how much does it cost to put in there that, you know, somebody passed away? And the editor of the obituary department says, well, ma'am, it's 50 cents a word. She goes, what? He goes, 50? She said, that's outright ridiculous. She said, well, I'm that's what it is. Can we help you? She goes, I guess you have to put in there that he died. Let's see, 50 cents a word. Here, put this in the paper. Fred Brown died. That's it. That's you. But what is that, $1.50? And the editor says, yes, ma'am, but we have a six-word minimum. No. Oh, she said, are you kidding me? I have to pay for six? She said, ma'am, I'm sorry.
That's not that much. It's a, but it's 50 cents a word still. Is there a reduced rate after the first three words? No, ma'am. It's 50 cents a word, six word minimum. She's, okay, hang on a minute. She writes that. She goes, okay, here, I got it. Fred Brown died. Corvette for sale.
Get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Amazon. Accident westbound 270 past 170. It's currently blocking all lanes and quickly lining up traffic. Eastbound 270 on the brakes for a look. Northbound 170 volume between I-70 and 270. Southbound 170 heavy Olive to 64, and you had an accident eastbound 70 near Florissant. Holiday hiring at Amazon starts now. Earn $15 an hour or more. No resume, no previous experience, and choose from a variety of shifts. Find your opportunity at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, where are you watching football this season? I've got a suggestion. Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's inviting you down to both our locations for all of your football needs. Sure, we've got TVs everywhere you turn, but I know it's the $4 Jameson shots, $7 Bud pitchers, and all the food starting at just $7 that really brings you in. And again, a big thank you to all the people from the STL for helping Maggie O's make 40 years of memories. Visit us anytime on South Lindbergh and Sunset Hills or at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next. Us.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shape, and hot towel treatment for just $14 on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Lady Jane's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and our talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
We probably need to explain to Mike Evans, we don't know what happened yesterday, but in the middle of his segment, in the early part of it, we just went off the air. The whole station just went off the air for like 2 minutes, and we still don't know why. Let's hope that doesn't happen today. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley, east of most everything else there, and they're closed only on Monday. Gift cards are a great idea. They sell thousands every year, not just for holidays, for any day. Gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse, a good idea. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's because it's just that good that lots of people want to go there. I recommend them for lunch as well. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans, everybody. So Homer, in the early part of your segment yesterday, the station just completely went off the air. We don't know what happened. It was only like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, but we just, boom, bailed. It just went off, and we came back, and but we got most of your segment in, so we hope that
happened,
doesn't happen. We don't know. No, we don't know. The transmitter just, so we're good today, though. What do you got for us?
A pop quiz question today. Name the name of the wine region that produces the highest quality wine.
Herman.
In America.
St. James.
Finger Lakes, New York. Napa Valley, California. Santa Barbara County, California. Willamette Valley, Oregon. Answer in just a minute. TV news 4 years ago, Empire had 17.6 million viewers. Last week it had 2 million viewers.
Thank you, Jussie.
Wow.
There's still a lot of prejudice in Hollywood. It's unbelievable. A few weeks ago, the Television Academy decided there were too many producer credits on The Office while doing some archive works. They automatically just denied Mindy Kaling, a woman, her producer credit on a few shows.
Actually, you know what?
She had to write an essay, and the producers had a, people that came up with the show. What's the word? I can't. We got a brain.
The creators, the writers.
Creators had to put in a letter. So finally, they gave it back to her. Why they just automatically took them away from her? Sounds a little weird. TV binge watching was the rage a few years ago, but now it's sort of faded out. Down 50%. When's the last time you binged something, homie?
Tim's binging Banshee right now.
Really?
And just did Mad Men.
Yeah, he binged Mad Men, too, recently.
Yeah, it has been. People aren't binging the way they used to. About 2 or 3 years ago, everybody was doing it. TV, sports, shorts, A&E, and ESPN are fighting for the rights for a biopic and docudrama about the two youngest and perhaps the biggest upcoming stars for the next Olympics. That would be 15-year-old tennis sensation Coco Gauff, who just won her first world championship. The other is 22-year-old gymnast Simone Biles, who last week became the most decorated gymnast in history. While they're both very, very young and probably don't have a lot of life to tell on a biopic, I think there'll be a lot of interest in it. And by the way, Simone has still not spoken to her brother, who is in jail awaiting trial, charged with a triple murder in Cleveland.
Whoa. Ow.
So there's a new slang for cops, police officers. It's really catching on the East Coast. They're called Leos.
Leos.
That's L-E-O, stands for law enforcement officers. Leos. Oh. Interesting. Jane Fonda tells friends the best publicity is getting arrested while protesting. Hence her arrest last week while protesting climate change with 16 other people. Jane Fonda laughs, cost her 2 hours in jail, but most of the time she spent signing autographs and posing for pictures. $100 fine, which I doubt hurt Jane Fonda.
No.
And she got over $1 million in publicity.
Wow.
I have to say it, shame, just shame, shame on the NBA and NBC, who obviously cares more about money than protesters in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. That idiot LeBron James, and boy, he is just a jerk. Millions of Hong Kong citizens fighting for their freedoms and getting gassed and beaten, and he's complaining, you know, the NBA had a real tough week in China. They canceled our games.
Nah. somebody once said to me, cry me a river.
Yeah, something wrong with him.
1 minute.
Oh.
You heard me. You had the usual time.
Finally. Which region, wine region, produces the highest quality of wine? Fingers Lakes, New York, Napa Valley, California, Santa Barbara County, California, or Willamette Valley, Oregon?
I'm going to go with the last one, Oregon.
Yeah, I was going to go Willamette.
I can't go against Napa Valley.
I think it's supposed to be Napa. I'm going to go Santa Barbara.
Oh, you stupid ignorant sluts.
Uh-oh.
Number four, Willamette Valley, Oregon. Number three, produces the most wine, but not the highest quality, Napa Valley. Number two, Santa Barbara. The number one highest quality of wine comes from Fingers Lake, New York.
Wow.
A very limited release of wine because of the weather.
2 seconds.
But it does produce the best. Mike Evans, Sam!
What would he know about wine? Oh, yeah. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate you. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, then, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
After threatening yet again, Michael Brantley just granted into a fielder's choice, but runners at second and third and one man out. Astros lead the Yankees right now by a count of 2-0. Gerrit Cole's been effectively wild in this ball game. 6 innings, 6 Ks, 5 walks, and 4 hits. Jose Altuve on the first pitch of the ball game with a solo home run. Josh Reddick also with a solo home run that happened in the second inning. Right now, it's in the top of the seventh. Ball game is on Fox. Later on tonight, you'll get St. Louis and Washington. Nationals trying to close out the series. They're up 3-0. Meanwhile, in the National Football League, the L.A. Rams have traded away cornerback Marcus Peters to the Baltimore Ravens for linebacker Kenny Young and also an undisclosed 2020 draft pick. The New England Patriots have suspended defensive end Michael Bennett. Saints corner P.J. Williams suspended for the next 2 games. I'm David Gascon.
We are Fox Sports!
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married.